What's your health status?
You know, did some stuff today. I still was, you know, limited, so just working back into it. So hopefully I'll be good to go for Sunday. But yeah, you know, it's getting better each and every day. I'm, you know, going out there and practicing and doing more. So, you know, hopefully this is, you know, I'll be able to go and enroll and be full status. And, you know, if I'm not, I'm going to play anyway. So,
I was going to say, you know? I mean, it could be the last one. So
no, yeah, I know. I mean, that's, you know, like I said, I'm not thinking of it that way. Most importantly, like I said, I'm approaching this, and just like everybody else, we want to finish this season the right way and show what type of football team we are. And we got one more opportunity to do that. So we're having a great week of practice. You know, obviously, everybody's in the holiday spirit and all that stuff. But I'll tell you this, when it's come down to X's and O's and being in meetings and, you know, going out there and practice, we've had great practices. And like I said, everybody here, we're all here for one reason. We want to finish this season outright.
When you go out there, do you anticipate that thought goes through your head that this could be the last time you're
No, because that isn't going to help me play football on Sunday, is it? No, I'm like I said, I'm focusing on this one game and see what happens after. But like I said, I'm approaching it just like I do any week and any season. And like I said, you want to finish out the right way, and all of us want to finish out the right way, winning and, you know, having that feeling. And not only us, but going into the new year with a feeling that this team still has a lot of fight in it, which we do, and show how much pride we have in this organization.
This year has been a rough year for you in terms of injuries and stuff like that. When you look back at it, and I know you probably don't get a chance to look back at it more, but does that kind of like fuel you even further to just finish up?
I think I think that's something that started during the offseason, coming off, getting knee surgery. You know, you fight yourself back off of knee surgery, and granted, yeah, I didn't think that I'd have knee thumb surgery this season or any of that stuff, but I mean, that's just part of football. It's just part of the game that we live in, and it's part of the game that we love to play. So, I mean, that's part of the game. But most importantly, just like anything, you fight to get yourself back. You do whatever you can because, you know, playing this game is truly special, and being in this locker room. And like I said, you fight for one another. You fight for your teammates. And sitting out those in the beginning, those first couple of games, you know, not being able to play and, you know, getting off to the start that we had, you know, it does. It pushes you to push yourself even harder to get back out there and fight for one another. And like I said, if we practice extremely hard, we're getting ready for this game. And most importantly, like I said, we want to end this season the way we know we're capable of, playing together in harmony. And most importantly, like I said, if we go out there and take care of business, we would have won this game. Will mean that we've won 7 out of our last 10, which is a great accomplishment. Granted, you know, unfortunately, we're not playing to play in the playoffs, and we're not, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to play in the Super Bowl in our own stadium, which was one of our goals, but we've got a lot of pride, and we've got a lot to play for.